is somebody who knows a lot about what it's like to commemorate Yom HaShoah, to commemorate Yom HaZikaron, to celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut, because it's hard to find on this side of the world tremendous commitments to events like that. But one of the people that certainly can attest to the fact that it does exist and that there are faculty, parents, and students who do commemorate these days is the one and only Rabbi Dr. David Hertzberg, who hosts Israel at 75, which next week will be renamed Israel at 76 here on the Nachum Segal Network, Tuesday at 9 a.m. In addition, Rabbi Dr. David Hertzberg is director of the William S. Levine Family Shoah Institute at the Yeshiva of Flatbush, and he joins us on the Yom HaShoah. Rabbi Dr. David Hertzberg, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much, Nachum. Have a good morning, sir.
What could you tell us about last night? Because there, in fact, was a program at Yeshiva of Flatbush, correct?
Right. Last night at the Yeshiva Flatbush High School, under the direction of Sally Schatz, because we had the Witness Theater Program, where 16 of our high school seniors worked for the past 6-7 months together with five survivors and acted out part of their story on stage to a crowd of about close to 800 people, I think. Very, very powerful, powerful moment.
It sounds like it could be an exhausting and tedious process for those in the elderly community. Do you get the feeling that they do it with tremendous strength, vim, and vigor, and that even though it can be taxing, they take these months, take them very seriously, and really help produce an amazing program? And I'm referring, of course, to the survivors in this case.
It is a taxing program, both what we do at the high school with Witness Theater, also at the elementary school, the names, not numbers, under Barbara Zelenitz, where they meet with survivors. It is very taxing, and yet the survivors, when they're interacting with the kids, it gives them such energy and such life. And I was speaking to one of the survivors at the end of the program last night, a gentleman by the name of Yane, and he told me, like, when the war ended, you know, he sort of, in terms of his Dalet Amos, he said that he'd never could even possibly imagined all these years down the line being with hundreds and hundreds of people and such wonderful, wonderful children. And it just literally gave him tremendous, tremendous energy.
And it's a program that really works, because I know that your students years later still talk about the experience of what they've gone through, both in the elementary school and the high school, with these types of programs.
Absolutely. Alumni came back yesterday, but even the kids in the 8th grade or the 12th grade level, it's such a very moving experience and really affect them for life. And a number of the students from last night's program, for example, were going, Be'ezrat Hashem, in 3 weeks, 35 high school seniors are going with us to Poland to see the things person.
Do they continue on to Israel? It'll exclusively be a European trip.
Now it's been the past number of years, the Yeshiva Flatbush version, it's an intense 3.5 day Poland trip only, not to Israel. However, a number of the students that are going have been to Israel, one of our various missions this past year, and many of them are going to Emiyat Hashem being there to Israel next year learning.
Yeah, not a criticism, I was just curious whether Israel is included as a component to that specific trip. And by the way, Rabbi Hertzberg, even though you have obviously a unique position and have, from your vantage point, you're able to see the big picture in terms of Yeshiva of Flatbush. We should also mention that people like yourself and myself and others do acknowledge just how many elementary schools, day schools, yeshiva high schools, boys, girls, co-ed, etc., are spending at least part of their day today in Yom HaShoah programming. We really should acknowledge that what you're doing in Flatbush, which is, of course, exemplary, there are many, many programs that are being done really throughout the country and throughout the world by many different schools. I don't want to come across, you know, with people thinking like, you know, this is the only one that takes place. We have to recognize a lot of others are happening as well.
I think, Malcolm, that's a very great, valid point. Even at Flatbush, we're doing what I'll call the smaller programs, the in-house programs today, which, as you said, probably so many schools are doing. And it's those moments that are as important, sometimes even more important, because it provides an opportunity sometimes to hear a single survivor in person, meet the person, hear the story. And not only shouldn't we underestimate those moments, those are the moments that the kids remember as well that can often make the biggest impact.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, to talk about how important it is that Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, and Yom Yerushalayim, etc., and these days, what effect they have educationally and in terms of the lives of our students moving forward, they're quite significant. You know, the old joke goes, we made sure that when the young man joins the Israeli army, the parents say, well, we made sure to send him to the right schools and the right programs and Yom HaShoah and Yom HaAtzmaut and to celebrate Israel parade. We wanted him to be a Zionist, but not this much of a Zionist. And the reality is that these programs, thank God, do have a very positive effect and instills in everybody a tremendous self-awareness of being Jewish, like today, Yom HaShoah. And obviously with days like next week, a tremendous awareness of being Zionist. Rabbi Dr. David Hertzberg is with us. All right, so today this is what's going to be happening. I mean, again, your school and others will be spending a lot of time on Yom HaShoah programming, and the public events are certainly very much welcome. You had to have been thinking over the last 24 hours, Rabbi Hertzberg, of how much more Yom HaShoah is meaningful this year than in past years. Not to minimize what's happened in all of these past years, these programs have been very important, but now in the context of the war, the anti-Semitism, what we've seen on campuses, the way so many survivors are talking about how what's happening in the United States now is reminiscent to them of pre-war Europe. What are your thoughts on this Yom HaShoah?
I think that this year, you know, it's no longer, if people had any doubt that this was just about learning history, they don't have that anymore. This is very real, even if hearing excerpts of President Herzog and Prime Minister Netanyahu's speeches yesterday at Yad Vashem, this is very real. And the students have that awareness and understand that we need to learn about what's going on. We need to understand the history. We need to, you know, step up to the plate to prevent, to fight what's going on and to prevent this from happening again. So sadly, it's more relevant than ever. It's not merely carrying on the message and perpetuating the message of the survivors, but it's really learning about, because it's the real world again. It's, survivors are saying that they're okay with themselves. They're worried about their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. And the idea is that, you know, you and I, Nachum, grew up with never again being a motto at rallies, but it's real. It's real. It's a real fear that we can't take anything for granted anymore.
You and I also grew up in a very different America. That's the reality.
Yes.
An America that didn't have these types of attitudes infiltrate its campuses, its society, its media. It's a different world. Right, Dr. David Hertzberg is with us. So, again, might be overstating the obvious, but I think with someone with your position and your knowledge in this area, it's an important thing on a day like today to discuss. How different is March of the Living this year? How different is your Yeshiva Flatbush upcoming trip, as you just mentioned, the trip to Europe? How different will it be this year than when you witness students taking in all of these sites in a typical year?
Well, this will hopefully be my third time going to Poland with students. And I suggest anyone, you know, if you can get to go with students, walking around with 17, 18-year-olds is just the most powerful thing in the world, seeing how they react. That's always been a powerful as you said, I think the kids who are going this year have a real sense of purpose, and I think they're more prepared and more ready than I've seen in the past. They understand the importance, they understand the need, and you know, we've been prepping them with classes and to really get the most out of it, but they understand it. They're ready to go. And as you said, this year especially, it's not just about learning history, it's about preparing for the present.
And I would guess there's a collective gasp when they get to certain areas or they get to certain, you know, parts or buildings of what they're viewing. There must be some moments that are just, you know, you talk about teenagers and watching their reaction. There's got to be some points during the trip where they just completely fall silent because of what they're witnessing.
I remember my first time there, I think it was 2014. We're in the gas chamber at Majdanek, which is supposedly the one remaining gas chamber. And one of my students at that point, I see him like frozen at the wall. And I asked him what's going on. And he said he found scrape marks in the wall at his height where his fingers would have been. And he realized that somebody his height was probably scratching the wall trying to get out as he was dying. Ugh. And it just struck him like this could have been him.
Yep. Unbelievable. And then, of course, the stories of survival. You have spent a lot of time in Israel over the last 8 months. I mean, we know that, or 6 months since the beginning of the war. And you've met people who have dedicated their lives to protecting the state of Israel, whether it's on the army bases and Air Force bases that you've been on, or the generals that you've spoken to. Those are all people who understand that there's an enemy today who wants to eradicate us. Not that we don't understand it to a certain degree as we watch the news and, you know, get involved in different things on this side of the world. But you're speaking to people who not only see a comparison with the Shoah, but actually feel that in some ways we're going through the exact same type of progression when it comes to the feeling that the enemy has toward us. And I would guess that as you speak to people like that during these trips to Israel, that message is communicated to you.
One of the generals that I spoke with, a very interesting person, and again, what I'm about to say, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with, but it's a perspective. He said, before there was a Medina, he said, people had this hope that once there would be a Medina, all our problems would go away, so to speak. Right. He said, now we have the Medina, and we see it could still happen again. Yeah. So in a certain sense, there's this greater level of depression, because the thing that we thought would be the panacea, the thing that we thought would prevent these things from happening again, is happening again. And maybe even worse, because like what we're seeing on the college campuses.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I'm sure this has crossed your mind a million times in all your decades of education. We always, for those of us who grew up with parents or with grandparents who would talk to us about, you know, a world without a state of Israel, we always feared that, you know, the next generations would never understand what it's like to live without a state of Israel, to be in that type of circumstance. And again, thank God we have a state. I quoted the Holocaust survivor earlier. Thank God we have a state. It's the big difference between now and pre-war Europe, that now we have a state. But as the general said to you, don't think that you are going to feel any differently about being a victim of anti-Semitism, even with a state of Israel.
100% correct. And, you know, when people say, you know, whether they're thinking about going to Israel and saying, oh, I'm not sure if it's safe to go there now, and then you say, well, is Columbia safe? Is Harvard safe? Is Yale? I mean, what's safe right now?
Yeah, some people that I know in Israel were bemoaning the fact that certain people canceled, and they're like, you know, can I tell you what my day was like today in Israel? Thank God that I was able to walk the streets safely and everything's fine. But that's a separate discussion. It might fit in actually with some of our presentations next week, frankly, when we get to Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut. And on this Yom HaShoah, everybody, all we could say is that we have to take the opportunity in shuls and schools, organizations. Community leadership has to remember it. This is always an important commemoration. Yom HaShoah is, of course, Yom HaShoah. But as the Prime Minister said last night at Yad Vashem, and as many, I hope, are repeating throughout the day today, we don't have to go far for these feelings of anti-Semitism that are so real and that are reminiscent of what our predecessors went through in the 1930s and 40s in Europe. We do not have to go far. This is what it felt like for them. And again, big difference is the existence of the state of Israel. But even with that, we need to be very aware of what's happening in this world of ours. And Yom HaShoah is the perfect day, in fact, to do that. Rabbi Dr. David Hertzberg, in addition to being the host of our Israel, what will soon be called Israel at 76 program. He's the director of the William S. Levine Family Shoah Institute of the Yeshiva of Flatbush. By the way, Rabbi Hertzberg, I don't even know if you know the answer to this, But the average person who's listening, if they want to do one of these European trips, what do you recommend to them? I mean, I know that adults are welcome on March of the Living. It's a once a year happening. But what would you say to somebody who, you know, wants to figure out on their own schedule about getting to Eastern Europe and really taking in some of the things that you've been mentioning this morning?
I think that it's the best way to do it is to get on to join an organized tour. Eastern Europe is difficult to do on your own in terms of logistics, especially Poland. There's literally, if you don't have an outside caterer, even something as simple as food, right, there's really nothing kosher there.
And if people if people search for it, they'll find it. Like, I mean, there are things.
There are lots. You know, different times of year. There are definitely. I know Rabbi Cohn does a lot of tours, and, right, and others. There are definitely tours. If you could get on I happen to have a bias towards student tours. If you can get on one, a lot of them are closed to adults, but if you can find one, it's just watching the faces of the kids is just one of the most special opportunities. But they're definitely tours, and get on an organized tour.
Does your school participate in March of the Living?
So we're in a different, I think we're called officially Heritage. We do with a different, you know, they're all conceptually the same.
Right.
So we're not officially March of the Living. We're, I believe, Heritage, putting it together for the past number of years. But we'll do our own, let's say, we're not doing the big march into Birkenau through the gates, but we'll be doing our own silent march through the gates at Birkenau.
Any final thoughts on this Yom HaShoah? Anything else you'd like to share with us?
I think all of us said our V'hisha Amda this year at the Seder with a lot more kavana than we have in the past few years.
Yeah, and you know, it's so funny. I keep thinking about this, as I mentioned earlier. We wonder how we're going to tell kids who are teens, people in their 20s and 30s. We wonder how we're going to communicate these messages. We wonder how we're going to wake them up to the reality of what's happening. And frankly, the enemy has done it for us. Simple as that.
Yeah.
They've done it for us, and that's not a concern of ours anymore. Now we just have to teach them how to fight back and teach them how to live through all of this. That's all.
Correct. And to be proud Jews.
Yeah, 100%. In all ways. Be proud Jews in all ways, privately and publicly. Looking forward to speaking with you again. You'll be spending, please God, both Israel Memorial Day and Israel Independence Day with us next week. Looking forward to that, and I thank you very much, Rabbi Herzberg.
Thank you, Nachum. Have a great day.
He's a director of the William S. Levine Family Shoah Institute at the Yeshiva of Flatbush, hosts our Israel at 76, and always has something valuable to share. It's by Dr. David Herzberg here at JM in the AM.